today's news.
Hello again, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Well, we have been enjoying an unusually long period of fine weather for this time of year. Bets are still open as to whether it will continue through TT. I don't know which way I'm thinking, but we'll leave that there. So, what else should we look at but warm weather on the island? How warm weather has featured perhaps in the papers over the decades. And some quirky little pieces came up on a quick search around. If we go back, for example, to the Isle of Man weekly advertising circular. Remember that? Tuesday, January the 1st, 1878. Under miscellaneous, we have a piece entitled The Beneficial Effect of Flannel. Yes, I know. The majority of people are not aware of the beneficial effect of wearing flannel next to the body, both in cold and warm weather. Flannel is not so uncomfortable in the warm weather as prejudiced people believe. Frequently, colds and hacking coughs have disappeared on adopting flannel garments. You might want to try that at home. There is no need of great bulk about the waist, which condemns the wearing of flannel to those who prefer wasp waists to health. For in that case, flannel can be cut as loosely fitting bodices, always fastening at the back. There are scarcely any of the bad effects of sudden changes of weather felt by those who wear flannel, and mothers especially should endeavour to secure such for their little people in preference to all those showy outside trimmings which fashion commends. Your baby in flannel? Just the job. You still see flannel around quite a bit, of course, mostly in jackets and trousers these days. Under the same column, there's another piece entitled Temperature of Rooms. In almost every family circle, we are told, there is a perpetual domestic discord on the subject of closeness of rooms or draughts. One is chilled, another stifled. According to Dr. Richardson, the best degree of temperature is 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Doesn't say who Dr. Richardson is. Those engaged in literary or artistic pursuits should have a thermometer at hand and should feel that time itself is not more important to observe. Below this temperature, languor and dyspepsia set in from the secretions becoming languid. Much above this temperature, relaxation will arise from overaction. But if the labour is very prolonged and severe, the temperature may be allowed to run up to 65 degrees or even 70 degrees for short periods. The temperature should be obtained before beginning work. To begin in a cold room, afterwards warm to 75 degrees or 80 degrees, and then cooled again is very bad. Under varying degrees of heat, the rate and tension of the circulation of the blood change to a surprising extent. Uneven conditions are also hurtful. In some rooms, the feet are cold and the head is warm. One side is heated, the other chilled. A room that is hot and cold is more dangerous than a friend of the same temperament. The rules apply to all engaged in sedentary pursuits, and particularly to children at their books. Well, I wouldn't want to read in a cold room, would you? In the Alabama Times, Saturday, July the 28th, 1900, what sounds like it might have been a nice, warm year. The warm weather. A well-known physician who has made a study of hot weather has given the Daily Mail the following methods of keeping cool. The Daily Mail, always well known for important and accurate information. So here is the list, as listed from the Daily Mail, republished in the Times, of July 1900. Number 1. Don't worry. 2. Drink soda and milk or lime juice and soda. Number 3. Keep in the shade. Number 4. Avoid hot soups. Number 5. Keep away from unripe or overripe fruit. Number 6. Bathe often. Number 7. Wear light flannels. Let's hear it for the flannels. Number 8. Shun spirits as you would poison. Number 9. Boil all drinking water. Maybe not quite so important now. Number 10. Change your boots twice a day. Number 11. Eat ripe food, but clearly not unripe or overripe fruit. Number 12, keep out of all omnibuses. And again, and above all, don't worry, in capitals. Wise advice there. You can always rely on the Daily Mail for pieces of wisdom. Going to the Examiner of Saturday, January the 13th, 1900. There's a list of just little jokes, pretty much, starting with one about the warm weather. During the warm weather, I almost envy the pickpocket. Why? Oh, he takes things so coolly. And then, well, dozens of jokes underneath, not all to do with the weather. I'll give you a flavour of one or two of them to see how the comedic mind was working in 1900. You needn't be afraid to place that book in the hands of your children. You evidently don't know my children. Mama, may I go as a milkmaid at the fancy dress ball? No, you're too little. Well, I'll go then as a condensed milkmaid. That's quite good, really, isn't it? Father, threateningly, I've got a great mind to thrash you. Those were the days. Little son, take someone of your own size. Thrash mum. Or, what about this one? How is it that your wife is so tractable? Why, I told her that when we were married that she could do exactly as she pleased, and of course she finds no pleasure in doing it. You get the gist. Music hall humour, perhaps. In the Ramsey Courier, Friday, June the 27th, 1913, in warm weather, we are told, and this is an advert, for purifying the blood and removing the headache, languor and depression caused by liver inaction, there is nothing so good as Andrew's liver salt. Other liver salts are available. Is the liver inactive when it gets warm? I'm not 100% certain. Either way, Andrew's liver salts are still with us, mostly now for upset tummies and such like. I must admit, I'm a bit of a fan of the Andrew's liver salt myself, if one's feeling a little bit on the gloopy side around the tummy front, if that's a medicinal term. Turning to the Alabama Examiner, Saturday, August the 24th of 1918, more useful adverts. Walking easy in warm weather, use Dr. Nelson's corn solvent. Cures warts, all hard growths on the soles of the feet. Cures when you walk, 6 pence a bottle. And this is Halton's Cash Chemists on Market Hill in Douglas. Skipping forward to the Examiner of Friday, September the 12th, 1947. Under letterbox, a thought for the horses. These are the horses of the horse trams on Douglas Promenade. During the recent very warm weather, says a Mr. J. Ganley, I noted the horses on the promenade and wondered what had become of the old-fashioned straw hats they used to wear and which offered admirable protection for them. We are only too keen to protect ourselves from the sun's rays. Is it too much to ask for some consideration for man's best friend? Isn't that the dog? I should also like to see a drinking trough conveniently placed near the Victoria clock. Well, interesting points. Does anyone remember? I've seen pictures of the horses with hats on. Was that a regular thing during the summer in order to protect the heads of the tram horses? Do let me know, viewer. Know yourself, howardcaine@manxradio.com. And there's certainly drinking water at the stables end of the promenade for the horses, but I don't think I remember seeing his wish of a drinking trough at the sea terminal end. That said, I think these days the horses actually have it relatively easy, and that I think pulling a tram once it's moving doesn't use a great deal of their power. It's just starting, which requires a bit of effort, and they only do a lap or two, and then they have the rest of the day off, I think, so, and they're very well cared for. Also under the same column of letterbox from 1947, the Mona's Isle. I learnt with great regret, says the correspondent, that the steam packet company has decided to sell the Mona's Isle to those people who love not only the Isle of Man itself, but also the sea passage between it and the mainland. The disappearance of the older boats and the advent of new steamers, similar in design to the Timwold, is not usually regarded with favour. The three latest steamers are fitted with practically no promenade deck for saloon passengers, the front of these being taken up with lounges. In the interests of passengers, the reconstruction of the older and finer-looking steamers, the acquisition of steamers from other companies, or at least the construction of new steamers on the lines of a little more old-fashioned, should be seriously considered by the company. I hope that we shall yet see the return of the Manxman. Well, you've got that wish. Which has the advantage of not burning precious coal. I don't think our Manxman burns coal either. Above all, it is to be hoped that the Viking is retained by the company as long as possible, even at the expense of expensive repairs, in view of the fact that she's still considered in many quarters to be the finest-looking steamer that the company possesses, and because of her famous past. And that's from a Mr., I think, rather than the Mrs. A. Berry of Little Bispham in Blackpool. The editor has a note, addendum to this. Perhaps we are not so nautically minded as Mr. Berry, but we much prefer the appearance of the newer boats and appreciate the comforts of modern lounges so essential on a cold or wet journey. But is it nice to get out on deck? Certainly on the weather we've been having of late it is. And then finally, from the Alabama Times of Saturday, May the 9th, 1953. Quality news. I see the warmer weather is bringing out the flies and the midges again. Aren't they a nuisance? No, when you have a Vulcan lamp. What's that? A thing like an electric bulb which you just plug into any socket, switch on, and every form of insect goes as if by magic. Yes, moths, ants, cockroaches, and even deals with woodworm and destroys the eggs and larvae too. By the way, it's quite harmless to humans, animals, and food, and only costs a guinea. Obtainable from the sole insular agents, quality products of Victory House on Prospect Hill in Douglas. Telephone 3679. Don't do that now, because they're not there anymore, and I don't think that number will work. But whether the Vulcan lamp is still going, who knows? Be handy if you only to keep the woodworm off. Warm weather brings out all sorts of interesting aspects of people. I hope you're managing to stay cool in the warm weather of late, and keep your flannels on. Until next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.